It is a State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We discuss deer hunting and wildlife management proposals advancing through the legislature. Call in with a question. Share your comments along the way at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Republican Representative Chance Green of Grand View represents a district in the northernmost part of Wisconsin, including Ashland, Bayfield, Iron, and Price counties. He's a member of the Assembly Committee on Forestry, Parks, and Outdoor Recreation and sits on the Sporting Heritage Committee. Representative Green, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good morning. So you co-authored this bill that would restrict antlerless deer hunting in northern Wisconsin over the next 4 years, and it is now advancing to the governor's desk. Why do you support this measure?
Gotcha. Well, great question. Northern Wisconsin has experienced a terrible decline in deer population over the past few years, and it's made for really just terrible deer hunting. We held about 6 listening sessions throughout the northern region over the past 6 months, and a lot of deer hunters turned out to these listening sessions and expressed their feelings towards the down deer numbers and the concerns and a lot of the factors, of course, with a high number of predators in northern Wisconsin, as well as with the exception of this one, of course, the last 2 winters have been very harsh. The deer population is way down. So this bill is in hopes to halt any more deer harvest and kind of protect the herd that we have, while we can hopefully sit down with the Wisconsin DNR and put together a proper deer management plan for northern Wisconsin.
Is it clear to you what is happening, what is causing this drop in deer in the northern forest zone? What's going on?
Well, it's a multi-factor thing, but like I said, harsh winters, an abundance of predators, and because we have more public land than most of the state, we have an abundance of deer hunters, whether it's from southern Wisconsin or from out of state. So everything in northern Wisconsin is against the whitetail. So we are just hoping to put a halt on our deer harvest and put together a proper management plan, which would include looking at all the predator management plans, bear, bobcat, coyote. Wolf is a big factor, but unfortunately we can't address that issue until the federal government acts. But another plan is looking at out-of-state licensing, looking at the forestry plan. How are we not only maximizing profit when it comes to our forestry plan, but are we also maximizing deer habitat? Are we doing the best management practice in our forestry plan to promote deer habitat? So all these factors come into play, and like I said, hopefully over the next 4 years, if Governor Evers signs this bill, we can sit down with the DNR, the forestry, take in public input, and work on all these issues to hopefully address our declining deer population.
Can you explain here for a moment what the proposal would do and the restrictions that are proposed here for northern Wisconsin? Explain how these limits would affect hunters.
Gotcha. So it would eliminate doe hunting in the northern forest zone, which is about, and I apologize, I want to say it's roughly 16 counties. According to the DNR, roughly 13 of those need to increase deer population. So this bill would just simply eliminate doe hunting for the next 4 years and allow for us to, again, sit down with the DNR and put together a proper plan. We did put an amendment on this bill going into our Sporting Heritage Committee to allow for youth hunters under 16, or 16 and under, I should say, to harvest a doe or a buck during the youth hunt. There have been concerns about how this would affect the youth, and we do have declining numbers when it comes to kids getting involved with hunting, so we didn't want to continue that. So we're hoping that that amendment would keep kids interested, allowing them to take a deer either way, a buck or a doe, one or the other, during the youth hunt, and allow that, you know, hopefully get them hooked on hunting. But yes, that's more or less what the bill does.
We're talking with Republican State Representative Chance Green of Grandview about hunting regulations specifically for deer in northern Wisconsin and a bill headed to the governor's desk. Call in with a question. You can share your comments at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. This legislation says restrictions would remain in effect for 4 years for hunting seasons. Why 4 years?
Well, that's a great question. I wanted to make sure that we open the window wide enough to give us time to hash these things out. In a meeting with the DNR prior to our Sporting Heritage Committee meetings, I asked them how long it would take to adjust, say, the bear hunt management plan. You know, again, all of these are factors, the bear management plan, the bobcat management plan, forestry plan moving forward. So I asked them simply, how long would it take to adjust if we wanted to make changes to any of these plans? And the DNR told me about 3 years. So any adjustments we do make regarding the deer management plan for northern Wisconsin, it's going to take time. And again, we want to make sure we get everybody to the table when we have those conversations so that we get everybody's input and we figure out how it's affecting everybody, and that way we can put a proper plan together.
Do you think a proper plan means an individualized plan for each county, or do you think that numbers should be set for the state as a whole?
So I think northern Wisconsin is its own environment, and I think it needs, you know, like I said, that northern forest zone needs its own plan. But with that said, I personally believe we should go back to somewhat of a DMUs, deer management units, were used prior to 2014, and that breaks down counties specifically on, you know, habitat, what food is available in that area. And I think we need to go back to that plan type to that, because I use Bayfield County, for example. In Bayfield County, we have the northern area, which is a lot of the barrens, they call it. It's mm-hmm. a lot of public hunting land. You get to central Bayfield County, it's a lot of farmland, and where there's an abundance of deer. And then you get to southern Bayfield County, where it's a lot of federal lands, where there's not a lot of deer. So that's how I would see Bayfield County getting broke up in that plan. Limiting your amount of doe tags given in the southern and northern zone, and maybe targeting more doe tags towards the central zone. That is kind of what we were hoping to see, just because northern Wisconsin varies so drastically in habitat and feeding and things like that. So we'd like to see a specific plan to that need. And a lot of people say, well, that's what CDACs are for. CDACs are the committees assigned per county to designate how many doe tags are given out during a season. But during our listening sessions, we heard a lot of comments, a lot of public comments, and multiple listening sessions had well over 200 people. There's a distrust in the CDAC committee's process. And as well-intended as I think they were, I don't know that the CDACs were properly implemented. So that's become an issue that we would also like to look into.
Taking a much more curated approach to deer management. Representative Chance Green is here, a Republican representing a district in the northernmost reaches of Wisconsin, including Ashland and Bayfield counties, as we've been talking about. As we discuss hunting management legislation, call in with a question. You can add your comments at 800-642-1234. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is a State Capitol Report on the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As the legislature winds down its session, we explore bills that gain traction on deer hunting management and natural resources. Call in with a question. Share your thoughts. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Republican Representative Chance Green of Grandview sits on the Assembly's Forestry, Parks, and Outdoor Recreation Committee. Let's bring in Mike in Vilas County. Mike, hi. What would you like to bring up?
Well, you know, I've got a lot to say, and I'll try and make it quickly. I'm from Vilas County. I had a wonderful hunt. I put out a lot of game cameras. I see a lot of deer. I don't see the predators like they're saying. And I spent a lot of time in the woods. And one thing you got to remember up here is baiting is illegal, but it's absolutely everywhere. And the other issue is people are just sitting on their stands and they're not pursuing game. That's not hunting. This bill that he's talking about is an anti-hunting bill. It's really affected our ability to recruit younger hunters. And, you know, it's frustrating because they talk about all these predators, and there's predators out there, but there's research that's been done that I can provide from old DNR magazines from back in the 60s that explain all this stuff. And part of the problem is people come up here, they sit for 2 days over a bait pile, and they expect deer to come to them during a nine-day gun season. That's not realistic. I saw deer almost every single day when I went out walking around in the woods. So, and I'm on a CDAC committee. I represent transportation. Just a contractor and a few people that turn in or call in car-killed deer. There was over 700 deer picked up off our highways, and those are just the ones that were picked up on by contractors. And those are only picked up on the roadway. All those deer in the ditch, those aren't counted. So there's over 1,000 deer being killed on our highways.
And Mike, I want to jump in here to allow Representative Chance Green to respond to how you have felt and what you have seen in the woods in your hunts. Mike, also on a County Deer Advisory Council. Representative Green, go ahead.
Yes, great to hear from you, Mike. And I would agree. There are spots in the northern forest zone that do have deer. Your point to when it comes to hunters not actually hunting, I would agree. I think it has become a lot more lax in the years. You know, deer drives are kind of a thing of the past. That was something more prevalent in the late 90s, early 2000s. But going back to those years, the numbers were a lot higher as well. I remember when I was younger hunting in Bayfield and Ashland counties where the deer population was huge, but we also had the zone T hunts. And I think that was a detriment to our deer population as well. So I understand that there are areas and pockets in a lot of these counties where the deer numbers are higher and people are seeing them. And we've heard those concerns. They can still be managed in that regard with crop damage tags and, of course, allowing youth to hunt the youth hunt. But again, from a vast majority of the people that came out to our listening sessions, we heard a lot about just more predators and less deer. And I believe a lot of these guys are also avid hunters. A lot of them referring back to the glory days of the late 90s and the early 2000s. And I do believe that they too have put their time in the woods. So we take all that input, and this is the mass, this is the majority of the population. This is what they were telling us. And like I say, I don't know that it'll hurt our deer population to stop killing them for the next 4 years while we put together a proper deer management plan.
What about a baiting issue that Mike brings up, placing bait to hunt deer or feeding deer, which is banned by state law? Mike said it's very prevalent out there.
It is. I don't question that at all. And he is right. You know, I hunt. I actually live near the federal forest, the Chequamegon National Forest here in Bayfield County. And you're right. About the week before rifle season, every gentleman and deer hunter from the surrounding states comes and dumps a pile of corn out in the forest and expects to see a deer in there. But the ones that are here hunting all the time are also telling me that they didn't see deer. Now, this year was different as well when it comes to the warm weather we were having. Deer had all the natural food sources that they can access at their disposal this year too. So those factors are brought in, and we definitely have considered them. But again, to put together a proper management plan, these numbers, the numbers that we've been seeing when it comes to deer harvest and hunter population and everything, we're factoring all that in, and we're seeing a decline in everything. So there again, we hope to sit down and take in all the information from CEDAX and all the interested parties in the Northern Forest Zone and put together a proper management plan. I think the course on which we're set needs to change. And discussing that with the DNR, they too agreed that there should be some change because the Northern Forest Zone is such a unique area. It should probably have its own plan. So hopefully over the next 4 years, we can do that.
Republican State Representative Chance Green of Grandview in northern Wisconsin as we talk about deer hunting regulations. Call in questions and comments, 800-642-1234. Tim in Green Bay is here. Hi, Tim.
Hi. I'm really curious on how a politician believes that they can come up with a better plan on managing the deer herd in northern Wisconsin better than biologists. What science are you basing your numbers on?
Gotcha. So I'm basing my science off all of my constituents and everyone calling into our office complaining about the deer seasons and the decline in deer population. I, as a legislator, don't believe I should have to act when it comes to the deer population, but something needs to be done, and that is my job to legislate. If the DNR isn't going to change course, I will then legislate to do so. And like I said, this plan isn't to be adversarial to the DNR. It is to simply put a halt on our deer harvest and hopefully sit down with them over the next 4 years, because they have the biologists. You are correct. I'm not saying that I'm smarter than them. I just would like us to revisit northern Wisconsin, and hopefully we can revise the plan and the course that we're currently on, because something needs to be done before it's too late and we don't have a deer herd to protect.
I want to ask you about these deer advisory councils. How much influence should deer councils have on state regulations?
Well, again, I think the CEDAX were well-intended. They had great intention. I just don't know that they were implemented properly. And the reason I say that is because over all six of these listening sessions, the most common complaint was CEDAX weren't taking in public input. Now, CEDAX built up of multiple facets. You have the DNR, you usually have a forestry member, you have public input. There's a lot of people that sit at these places, and for good reason. They all bring, just like I say, when it comes to putting a plan together, we need to have all the interested parties at the table. And the CEDAX are built up with that. But a lot of people are seeing CEDAX make actions that aren't related or relative to the comments being put out or the numbers that they're seeing. So I think that we need to put a pause on the actions that our CEDAX are committing are moving forward. And like I say, revisit that. Do they need more empowerment? Do we need to take in more public input? Do we need to revise how they work and how they work in northern Wisconsin? So again, over the next 4 years, hopefully we could revisit that and fine tune anything in regard.
I want to jump in here and bring on Jeff in Iron County. Iron County was the only county in the state that had a buck-only harvest last year. Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the show. I think this idea is absolutely ridiculous. It's just another case of the legislature meddling with the scientific data that our DNR scientists have every right to are much more an expert on the subject, I guess I should say. The last time I recall that the legislature got involved is when Scott Walker hired James Kroll to come up from Texas, and that, to me, was an absolute disaster. He took away our registration stations, so we went to online registration. That eliminated the DNR's ability to collect age data. He also changed the wildlife habitat units into county units, which totally threw away 50 years of their data on that part.
And so Jeff, I want to jump in here because we're short on time. Representative Green, what would a 4 years look like working with the DNR very quickly?
So it would address those issues completely. I agree. Going from the countywide to back to a deer management unit would be great. Dr. Deer targeted some things. I agree. We should also have in-person registration. So these are things that we could address over the next 4 years, as well as the multiple issues I brought up throughout the conversation today.
Representative Chance Green, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Republican Representative Chance Green of Grandview, first elected to the Assembly in 2022. The Northern Wisconsin District includes Ashland, Bayfield, Iron, and Price counties. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.